Mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening in Kamloops at CFBX or in Prince George at CFIS or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network and wherever you're listening from. Thanks as always for being with me this week. We have Gary Wimmer on the show today. He is an expert in the art of lithomancy. Ooh. So he's going to be doing live readings on the air, 604-822-2487. If you want to get on the air and have a reading, but you're probably asking, what the heck is lithomancy? So we're going to have Gary on to tell us what it's all about. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Well, my pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
So, tell us, what is lithomancy and how did you come across it?
Well, I started getting involved in psychic phenomena and ability in the late 60s while at college as an electrical engineer. I started giving readings in the early 70s. And in 1980, I met a lady who taught me lithomancy. She did a reading for me called the Reading Stones and later told me the correct term was lithomancy. I was amazed by it because it seemed like such a neat system. I didn't have to remember a lot of cards, didn't have to study too much. It was very intuitive. And so she taught me her system, and I've used it for 30 years. And about 10 years ago, I was looking on the Internet, trying to find how other people did it. Couldn't find much about it, so I wrote the only book that's ever been written on lithomancy. Basically, it involves reading patterns in stones. 16 stones is what I use. Some of the older methods had fewer stones, but it's a very revealing methodology because you actually interpret information by looking at the pattern formed by stones when they drop, how they point, how they touch, and so forth. That's a basic description of how I got into it and what it's about.
So tell us more about these stones. Are they like rune stones? You just go out to the park and pick up rocks? Where do you
find them? I have literally gone out to the park and picked up rocks. Yes, interesting. About 1983, I was going from Austin to Waco, picked up a hitchhiker from Colombia. He was avoiding the drug cartels. I told him I'd give him a reading, didn't have my stones with me. We pulled over to a roadside park. I picked up a bunch of gravel and put numbers on them, letters on them to Sun through Pluto, and then six stones on life. I used 16 stones, dropped him to a big circle I drew in the mud because it was raining. I read him for him, and a couple months later he wrote back and said, yeah, what I said is true. So basically you can use anything. It's a system of reading symbolism. However, the stones I use are, about quarter size, dime size to quarter size, nickel to quarter size. They're colored. They're different. They point different ways. You can use any sort of stones you want. I like stones that have color and point because I refer a lot in my book to the pointers, how they point at each other. And it's basically, so it's not really a particular stone. I tend to have like a yellow stone for the sun because it looks like the sun, and a gray one for the moon. I tend to follow some colors. Mars is red because Mars is symbolic of red. Venus is blue. But some of the other ones I just chose because I like them. I've got a crescent-shaped stone that looks like the moon for my love stone. It cracked once, and I super glued the thing together because I liked it so much. I couldn't find another stone like that. So, but I have used, like I said, stones on the ground. And I was in Europe in the 90s. A lot of people knew I did readings over there. I didn't always have my stones with me, so one time I just invented a system of using whatever happened to be sitting on the table at that time. Beer cans, guitar strings, ashtray, whatever. Because if you teach yourself to read symbolism, which I had quite an experience of 33 years ago, you can interpret anything. It's really a system of interpretation. But back to your question, yes, you can use any kind of stones. I think it's nice to use colorful stones, about, nickel to quarter size, 16 of them. There's a lot of information on our website about how I do this, and, of course, I have a book. Did I answer your question about the stones, or did I go around too many fours?
No, it did. And so what is your website again?
It's GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com / psychic, PSYCHIC. I've also been a musician, and I'm a writer and an actor, though most of my work now is centered on psychic ability. So if they get my homepage, GaryWimmer.com, they can click on the link that says psychic or lithomancy. Or you can Google Reading Stones. I'll come up the first page on Reading Stones because I wrote a book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. So you can Google Gary Wimmer, go to GaryWimmer.com / psychic, Google Reading Stones, Google Lithomancy, Lithomancy, you'll find me. I'm pretty easy to find.
All right. So now tell us, so you've got these 16 stones, and then you have a picture or a piece of paper that you throw the stones on. What is that about?
Well, actually what I use is I just use a piece of cloth. It's about, 2 feet in diameter. This particular piece of cloth is green. I use a piece of leather that's about 3 feet long. I tie it in a knot, so it makes a circle about, 12, 14 inches in diameter. And I've got these 16 stones. 10 of them represent Sun through Pluto, the planet stones, and 6 of them represent life, love, luck, commitment, responsibility, time, and place, things like that. So there's 16 stones total, and I kind of show people when I do them live how to drop them so they don't drop them in one little pile all in the center. They don't drop them from 3 feet high so they go all over the room. You know, I give an approximate height to drop them from so they'll get reasonable distribution so they're fairly easy to read. But wherever they drop them is how I'll read them. If they drop them in one little pile, I'll read them as one little pile. And what I do is I start at the center, which is usually the core issues, what's going on. I read up to the top of the circle, and the circle, by the way, represents the environment. Read up to the top of the circle, which and I see as a clock. I read from 12 to 1, that's the first week, 1 to 2, the second week, 2 to 3, the third week. So I read around like a clock for 12 weeks, and it covers a lot of different issues and how they interrelate. And when I do readings, I don't ask anybody any questions. I don't want to. I like to just dive in cold and read what I see, and then I'll take questions because it gives people confidence that I know what I'm talking about and that I'm centered. It's an amazingly revealing methodology. I've written a book on it primarily to let other people know about it because it's probably the most basic way to just look at symbolism and interpret it, you know. And it's probably one of the oldest systems around, although certainly not very well known.
So, but Gary... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's believed that runes probably came from people reading stones thousands of years ago and starting etching things on them. And then from there, it probably led to written languages. Whoever they are, that's what they believe. I'll take their word for it. I wasn't around then.
So, Gary, now what kind of things, how does a reading work? Should we just go into a sample reading with me? Do I need to ask you a question?
No, I mean, I don't really need a question. If you want to be my guinea pig, so to speak, I'll be glad. It's your public radio, and they know who you are.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
I don't know who I am, but if you want to do that, sure, I'll give you a short... being as we're live, I'll probably keep it down to 2 or 3 minutes, just touch on some issues.
Sure.
Would you want to do that, or would you want me to do it with one of your callers? Like I said, it's your show, darling.
Well, I have a feeling that callers, once they hear a reading, they're going to want to get one. So maybe we can do a reading, and then the number to call is 604-822-2487, and we can just keep the reading going till someone calls in, or we want to change the subject. What do you think?
Sure, I'll kind of give you an idea of it, and if your lights start blinking crazy, let me know, and if I start getting too personal or too deep, let me know,
or I'll
feel it. What I'm basically doing now is charging the 16 stones up in my hand, which I always do before I do a reading, and when I do them for people in person, I hand them the stones and put the circle around their wrist, a little ritual, I suppose. When I do them over the phone, as I am for you and callers, and most my clients I read over the phone, I lay out the circle, I charge the stones up as I am now, and then when they get nice and warm, I ask you or the person wanting the reading to just say drop when I say I'm ready, and then I drop the stones from an appropriate height that I pretty well know because I know the surface and the weight of my stones, and then I just start reading. So they're getting pretty warm with energy from you, my dear. And tell you what, if you just want to say drop anytime you feel like it, I'll drop and I'll just give you a short 3 month reading, okay?
Okay, so drop.
Okay. Well, you have a lot of luck right now in your life.
Ooh.
Quite a lot of luck. You've got the Venus stone right in the center with the Jupiter stone right next to it. Luck stone right next to it, Jupiter up above that, and Mercury at the top. You've got the magic stone right prior to the past, and Neptune coming into play. So this is all showing that a lot of your dreams and your hopes and your aspirations are really coming true. Congratulations, Marie. You've done a lot of things right. You've got things lined up very powerfully for yourself as far as expansion and creation, as far as Mercury having to rule with communication and so forth. So your radio shows, your promotion and that sort of thing is working quite a lot, very favorable for you. And it gives you a good feeling of balance and harmony and because the luck stone is right in the center with Venus. So you're entering this cycle with quite a lot of good luck that has been Neptune says you've been planning to make this fresh reality of yours come into play. And the magic stone preceding it shows that you've already taken the steps in that direction as far as timing. So you shouldn't be surprised, and nor am I, that it's lining up in very positive energy for you. Now, into the second and third week, you're going to have, during this period of the second and third week up to that point, you're going to be dealing with a lot of male energy that's going to help you move forward in a very positive way. I don't know if it's husband or boyfriend, but it feels like it's support, mate, and your own work all combined, because Mars is so close to the center, and it's pointing down toward about 5 or 6 o'clock where the commitment stone is, which is showing it's leading to good business things happening, especially by the 5th and 6th week when you get everything straightened out with this new system you're working on and this whole new venture, so to speak. But from the 2nd to the 3rd week, you've got both Saturn and the Uranus stone, so that's showing that in the 2nd to the 3rd week, you're making an interesting combination of like prioritizing, timing, schedule, making things on a real regimented scale so everything works. And at the same time, you're playing with that system in all sorts of ways, trying to maximize its potential. So in this process of activity that you're going through in the next couple of weeks, you're learning how to consolidate and expand at the same time. That really helps you because you get gives you the benefits of both worlds in establishing your business and having the things that at the center, i.e. the good balance of relationships, work in your favor. A lot of good things happening for you, really are. So by the 4th and 5th and 6th week here, the commitment stone is coming into play. It's pointing back toward Uranus and Saturn. So this is showing me a lot of the stuff that you're lining up here in the first couple of weeks with, I guess I might add again, a lot of enthusiasm and determination are coming into play with both the flexibility of a new system and the versatility of it, such that by the 5th and 6th and 7th week here, you've really worked this fresh system out in a new way. You feel very good things about personal relationships. You feel good things about commitments in general, both around your business, around your life, and around your environment. And to add to this, good cycle you've got going on right now, my dear. From the 8th to the 10th week, you have the Sun Stone. You have the Life Stone next to the Moon Stone. You have the Love Stone. And that brings us back up to the Neptune Stone by the end of the 12th week. So you've got all sorts of things as far as power coming into play about what your fresh goals are going to be, how your emotions and your directions and your activity and your feelings about love are all lining up for you, such that by the end of this three-month period where Neptune comes back into play, it's sitting about 11:30. So it affects both the past right before week one, and it affects the end of this three-month period. Now, right beyond Neptune, or outside 11 o'clock, here's the Play Stone, and outside 2 o'clock is Pluto. So what this cycle is giving you is not only starting with a fresh set of dreams and being in the, you know, the right frame of mind with the right determination, techniques, and support and so forth to make things work for you, both on a business and professional basis, but by the end of this three-month period, your like your spiritual knowledge of how you applied things in this first couple of weeks to get this good balance working for you of creativity and solidity, of expansion and control at the same time, not only has it worked for you, but it's given you a lot of strength around your environment, about your future plans beyond this three-month period. And that might be, I don't know if you're planning on moving or having a new place or working in another fresh place as well, but it seems like there's not only that coming into the future after this three-month period, but also a lot of the things you're learning now are going to help you in the long term with, like, family and so forth when it comes time for you'd have to rejuvenate them. You're learning it on a firsthand basis again and applying it to yourself, and that gives you strength and power and knowledge in the future to know how to, like, help other people, heal other people. But parents are included that in family and so forth, but on a longer term. On a shorter term, it's given you an advanced degree in healing because of how you've taken dreams that kind of worked but didn't quite work as you liked. You felt like you didn't have things so much on your within your control or in your timing, how you're turning that around. You've seen that, been confronted with that, been there, done that. Now you're going to get things in control. So that sort of realignment and the dedication that preceded it. This is not just something that happened, it's coming out of a clear blue. It's because you've made a lot of empowering decisions about yourself and your plans in the months prior to, say, this time that I'm doing your reading. And so it's starting to really come through. A lot of good stones, a lot of good power coming through in these first couple weeks. But in the long term, it's going to help you with, long-term perspectives, changes of both place and healing ability, how to apply it in better, more empowering, more communicate it in more ways. Okay. That's in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I would love to know more, but it's time for a break, and I think we have a caller who's already interested in having a reading. So are we ready to? Is there anything really important that you want to add about the reading before we go to a break?
No, other than the fact that you have really used your energy and pat yourself on the back, and I'm not giving you a hook 'em horns because I'm from Texas and it's your show. But in all honesty, you've done a lot to bring us to yourself, so it shows the power of your own creativity. Compliment yourself. Be proud, girl.
Cool. Thank you. All right. Well, we will be back in just a moment. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today's guest is Gary Wimmer. He is a lithomancy expert. You can find him online at garywimmer.com/psychic. And what's the name of your book again?
Two books. One is is called The Second in Eternity. It's about an out-of-body experience I had in 1977. The other is called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, which explains in pretty clear detail how I just did what I read for you so other people can learn this art. But they're both available. You can find them on my website. You can go at Amazon. A Second in Eternity and Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones.
Wonderful. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
This year on This Fringy Life, life at the Vancouver International Fringe Festival is
spacey,
lonely, sexy,
untruthful,
mind-bending,
and over the edge.
Each week, on August 22nd, August 29th, and September 5th, we choose two themes and bring you stories on those themes. Tune in on Wednesdays at 6:30 after the Arts Report for This Fringy Life, brought to you by The Arts Report and distributed by CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Download the podcasts at www.citr.ca.
I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. Start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today's guest is Gary Wimmer. He is doing live lithomancy readings on the air. And if you're interested in winning like 10 or 11 books from the Synchronicity bookshelf, go to my website, spiritualshow.com. There's a link on the main page, spiritualshow.com, and you can sign up for a chance to win, and I will mail one lucky winner a whole whack of books from the Synchronicity bookshelf. So welcome back to the show, Gary, and who have we got on the air? If you want to call in for a reading, the number is 604-822-2487, and caller, what's your name?
Paul.
Paul, hi, Paul. So, Gary, take it away.
Okay, Paul. I don't know if you heard the first part, but basically I'll charge the stones up, putting your name into them for just a moment here.
Yeah, listen
to me. I will say I'm ready, and then all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones, and I'll talk for a couple minutes, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, give me just a second here, Paul, to get your energy into them. Okay, brother, anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
All right. Drop.
Okay. All right, so you've got the commitment stone and the moon right in the center. A lot of things right now have to do with emotional commitments you're dealing with. But could be certain plans in business because of things having changed as well as much as emotional commitments. Having both changed and being confronted with obstacles in both. But in spite of or because of this, within the first week you have the sun coming into play. So that shows you're getting a lot of power and a lot of decision-making ability about how to work on both relationships, how to work with partners, how to get things communicated and get things explained, get things back in motion again. Now, as you do that, by the third week, you're going to encounter quite a lot of luck because of the way you're consciously decided to deal with things. The first week is kind of digging through some plans and feeling things and getting new ideas about things, whereas the second week, it turns into more action, and it sure seems to help you with balance, with, like I said, getting terms straight on things, whether it's business or personal. Now, by the fourth and fifth week here, there's things around your environment that are getting coming to the surface to be healed. Some of them are part of this process, and some of the things that have built up from the past. But because of the empowerment you're going through in the first week and a half or two, you're able to deal with these issues a lot more than you've been able to, because you're getting this new sense of balance for yourself, and this new the sun right here in the first week shows harnessing a lot of strength together to meet your goals, so to speak, meet the challenge ahead. So when you go through these issues from the fourth to fifth week here that are coming back to surface, affecting your environment, emotional things, arguments, things getting settled, once you get out of that, you can really start moving forward with an accelerated pace, because that was some blockage that had to get worked on at some point in time.
Okay.
So by the sixth and seventh week is when you really start expanding in opportunity and being able to see your new plans come into play. And by the seventh week, you've got the magic stone close to the environment. So it shows your thoughts, your actions, your decisions. Everything's real lined up at that point in time, as opposed to the first week, which is discovery, and the second and third week, which are action.
Okay.
Such that by the ninth to the tenth week here, you feel like you've been reborn about love again. You feel like you're getting your sense of communication and direction and authority back again. You also feel like you've gone through a lot of changes here that have
what is
given you a lot
beeping?
Of new outlooks about your life and your system and your plans, such that beyond this three-month period, you're not going to make plans about, place, expansion of business or moving, but you're also seeing a longer-term life plan worked out now that you're emotionally confronting some of these issues and able to solve them in this three-month period. That's in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you?
Actually, yes, it does make a lot of sense. I'm going through a lot of upheaval at work right now.
Yeah, I could feel a lot of change there with commitment and responsibilities, yeah.
And on the other aspect, too, the love situation has been rather confusing lately as well.
Yeah, I can feel both commitments kind of tough, but keep your eyes open to you feeling empowerment in spite of the both the unexpected curveballs you're getting and the walls you're confronting.
Okay.
Both issues. They're both happening. So see that there's power in spite of or because of it. That's the first thing I was feeling. Allow your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, your good feelings bring this creative energy so you can make it, sort everything out. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, that's fantastic.
Good luck. You got a good cycle coming. You're working through it. Don't worry.
Great. I appreciate it. I've been enjoying listening to you, too.
Thank you, man. You have a good day, brother.
You, too. Enjoy your week. Bye.
You, too.
Thanks, Paul. That was a lot of fun. So if you want to get on the air and get a reading, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We are speaking with Gary Wimmer. He is at garywimmer.com/psychic for his lithomancy information. And so what type of, Gary, tell us more about, like, how long did it take you, really? You've been doing this for like 30 years. So how long, if someone reads your book, does it take for them to be able to actually?
I'll answer it this way. I started giving readings way back in the, I started getting interested in psychic phenomena way back in 69, 68, 69. I started giving readings in 72, started exploring it was in the 70s and so forth. So I've been doing it for a while. When I learned, when she told me, showed me lithomancy and how to do it, she didn't go through a long, detailed explanation, certainly much less complex than what I discuss in my book. But I actually started trying it out the next day. And it seemed to kind of make sense to me because I'd already been given readings. Now, certainly anybody who has somewhat of a developed psychic ability can probably learn quicker, as can someone who knows astrology already, because it's based on astrological symbolism. Now, I'm sure you could make up your own set of stones and point one to be something and one to be something else. Why not? The universe will work whatever way you want to work with it. But, you know, there's so much in life that's already covered with the universal symbolism of astrology. Why not use it? And the six extra stones give you other things to look at and evaluate. So I would suggest if people are interested, get my book or, you know, I'm not trying to plug the book, but it's the only book I've written on this, and it's fairly well descriptive about how to do this. But throughout the book, I constantly explain to people, this is, consider this, or maybe this is this. I try not to lock anybody into any particular interpretation of the examples I use, because they're all possible. The examples I use in the book are just pictures I drew. If these land here, this might mean this, because you know, I wanted to move pictures, stones around and show people different locations and what they might mean. But it is a visual art and an intuitive art, so explaining the visual side of it, basically the visual side works as a trigger, because I'm looking at the stones when I'm talking to people. I really am. I'm watching them. I'm feeling them. I see how they point, how they connect. Someone with more skill and with more knowledge of astrology would obviously pick it up quicker than someone who didn't know what the sun meant or what Neptune meant or vice versa. But the thing that's good, it's an intuitive art. There's not really that many rules. There's kind of suggestions, as I say in my book. I mean, sometimes I'll pick in other extra stones for extra people, or sometimes I'll say, okay, I'll make this a four-week reading instead of a 3-month reading, you know. Sometimes I'll read for two people at once and put in extra stones for them. Sometimes I'll do a reading for people on a business contract, and it's not so personal as much as it is business. And I'm never sure what's going to come up or what I'm going to say, of course, until I look at the stones and they indicate to me what they mean. Just like they did with you and with this man I just did a reading for. So it's basically learning how you see symbolism. 16 stones is just the method that I use to do it, but again, you can read anything if you teach yourself. But, yeah, it would take a while to develop a system because everybody develops their own system. But the best way to learn anything is just try it. I mean, that's how I learned to play music my whole life. I've been a musician, is to try it. Sit out at the piano, sit out at the guitar, learn the chops, you know. Same thing.
So, Gary, now I'm curious, can people, if people are going through something, they need help making a decision on something, can they ask you a specific question, or is it always a general three-month overall reading?
No, I use basic cards, just regular playing cards for specific questions, and I address them. I like to, if I do a reading for someone, say I time my readings for either, unless I do a psychic fair or something on my website, I do 30-minute readings and hour readings. And as you can tell, I speak fast. I cover a lot of information quickly. I like to start with just a lithomancy reading because that gives me an idea and the person an idea what's going on in their own personal life. Because no matter how you look at it, what's going on in your personal life affects what's going on with your decision on a particular issue. They are related. But if they want to just ask questions, I could just use cards. Not every question is exactly answerable because I've sure been trying to get the lottery numbers and I hadn't won yet. But yeah, I use cards for specific questions, and I use lithomancy sort of as a general overview of what's happening in someone's life and why. And that's sort of the basic default system, although I can vary it to a lot of different degrees for a specific reading, for a specific situation or whatever.
Cool. So I'm curious, I want to put out the number again if someone else wants to call in and get a reading, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. So now that you've picked up your stones again because you did a reading for Paul, so if I have any questions about my reading, is it done or can you recall?
I've already moved the stones, needless to say, but I would be glad to draw some cards on something if you wanted to ask a specific question.
Cool. Okay, well, I may do that later in the hour, but it looks like we have someone on the air who's looking for a reading. Hi, who's on the air?
Hi, I was just listening to your show, and I was interested in getting a reading.
Okay, what's your name?
Steven.
Hi, Steven. Okay, Gary, take it away.
All right, Steven, I don't know if you've heard the prior readings, but what I'm doing is I'm charging up the stones with your energy, and in just a moment, I will say I'm ready, and then all you need to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones for you, and I'll talk for, I don't know, a couple minutes. I guess I would have been 3 or 4 minutes, something like that. Is that correct, Marie? But whatever. So, Steven, I'm getting your energy in to him. Anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Okay, drop.
Okay. All right, you've got Uranus, the Sun, the Life Stone, sort of in the center with Pluto. So you're going through a bunch of changes in your life right now. There's no doubt about it. But you're finding power in that in a very interesting way, both emotionally and with goals. And because things are changing, you're finding power in that, some of which you know about and some of which you're discovering. And in this process, in the next week and a half, as you feel all this change, don't let it throw you off course. Let it inspire you, because it is going to bring some healing to issues. It's going to bring it in the first week and a half or two, and that's going to allow you to really move forward with both Jupiter and Mars, so you can move forward a lot more with plans in spite of this sort of unpredictability you feel like you're going through right now. It's very rewarding, but things have to be addressed. Things have to be cleared out, brought to the better level, so that you can really benefit from the expansion rather than be overwhelmed by chaos and uncertainty, that sort of thing. But you do pretty well at this. You really let things wash over you. You learn what you need to do. You start making transition changes in your own life, transformation and so forth, such that you're bringing in a lot of luck by the second and third week, a lot of fresh entrepreneurship, expansion, breaking through old habits that held you back or old things from the past. And by the fourth and fifth week here, things around communication, around your plans, around your home, around your life, around your environment are much more progressive. They're moving forward. You've aligned a lot of things up that both have effect in that period from the third to the fifth week here, as far as communication and as far as knowing what to say, how to direct people, whether it's advertising or communication with your spouse. All that sort of energy is working real well in that period, and it's leading you to have a very strong set of commitments in the future. So the things you're going through in the fourth to the fifth and sixth week here about place, about communication, about are really setting up good parameters for you to have very good business in the future, good relationships, good balance. But the sixth and seventh week, because of a lot of the transitions you're going through, are really opening up a very lucky cycle for you, and you're able to get back on track with like the immediate plans, with relationships, with things around your environment, such that the long-term plans can work out well. Again, don't be blown off course because things are kind of confusing right now and moving fast. They're teaching you new methods. They're letting you let go of the old so you can make allow the new to move in. And that's exactly what comes from the 9th to the 12th week here as far as feelings about love, about your future, about your plans, and about the fact that you kind of needed this sort of chaos and change and confrontation period here in the first couple weeks to bring you to fresh ground on everything, such that for the long term you see both Saturn and the commitment stone outside the circle. And that has to do with like good business in the future, a lot of stability, commitments you can plan on, things about yourself as far as strength and integrity that you've learned through this period and are learning and putting into play and having to revisit, look at again, that sort of thing, are becoming like pillars of strength for you in the future. So again, don't be thrown off by everything that you can't understand right now, even though it's kind of confusing, because it is bringing a lot of healing to the surface, perhaps in ways you wouldn't have necessarily thought about or brought into play, but it seems like they're happening to expedite matters, to move things forward so that you can improve your life and your situation rather than have it dragged out over a longer period of time. That's kind of in general what I'm seeing, Stephen. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's supposed to. Well, I'm glad it does, man. In the long term, you've got a lot of good things with stability and business and commitment working out for you. And keep your eye on the fact that this change that you're feeling right now, this sort of suddenness, this creativity and chaos at the same time is really sort of like the gas you need on your fire to know how to take the next steps, even if they're breaking down some of your own rules and thoughts and ideas. It's still giving you like fresh creative potential, so you can really get the blockage out of the way and move forward with your plans emotionally, personally, business-wise, environment-wise, and so forth. You probably wouldn't have signed up for this the way it's coming down, but it's a good way for it to happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that helps you out, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You too, my man.
All right. Hey. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. Have a great day. And if you want to get on the air and ask Gary Wimmer a question and have him give you a live lithomancy reading, give us a call, 604-822-2487. I'm going to go to a break right now while we have time, and you can find Gary Wimmer at his website, GaryWimmer.com. And this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We'll be back in just a moment.
Want to be a kidney hero? Don't know how? It's simple. Join the Kidney Walk in August. Walkers are invited to join friends, family, and neighbors to walk. Bring pledges and take the first steps in becoming a kidney hero by registering to be an organ donor. For more information on how and when you can be a kidney hero, visit www.kidney.bc.ca. That's www.kidney.bc.ca. Be a hero. Save lives. Register.
The question: what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today's guest is Gary Wimmer. He's doing live lithomancy readings on the air. Lots of fun. GaryWimmer.com is his website, and if you go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, you'll find out all about his psychic offerings. And you can go to my website, SpiritualShow.com, and I would love if you join my little book clear out contest. I will send you 10 or 11 different books. You can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/synchronicityradio, if you want more information about what specific titles I'll be giving away. And there's also a photograph of the books on my website, spiritualshow.com. Just click on the little contest link and enter your email address and you'll be entered into that draw. Welcome back to the show, Gary.
Well, thank you very much, Marie. My pleasure.
Thank you. I love your accent. It's so cute.
Well, I try not to have it, but I realize that I've spent so much time in the South, it does jump out. I lost part of it when I lived in Europe in the 90s, but it's regained itself. Could live down here in Texas with Rick Perry and company.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for someone else to give us a call, 604-822-2487, I do have a question for you. So you're going to just use a playing card deck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have been dating. Sorry. I've been dating, and I am seeing someone. And I'm just wondering, I'm kind of trying to decide if I want to continue seeing him. I don't know how much information you need.
Well, he did come up the King of Spades. I'm looking at a lot of cards. I have an unorthodox way of reading. I just kind of spread the deck open. He's a powerful guy. He seems like he's a lovable guy. The Seven of Spades is talking about how you're debating your risk factor, how much you want to risk, how much you want to put yourself out there, how much you want to gamble, so to speak. There's two eights that say you've got a certain amount of protectionism on your part, but the three and the four are showing that you're ready to move forward. It's like you're, in fact, you got three, four, you got a six, so the five is like, what I feel with the five missing, you've got three, four, blank, five, six, seven. You've even got an ace. So the two and the five are missing. You want a relationship. That's what the two expresses, not being in there. And five almost says, like, you're a little cautious about whether you trust yourself or not, even still, in some sort of way. You know, I think women are hardwired to be certainly more protective than men. You are, you know, why explain that? It's obvious. But part of you is ready to take the plunge, and part of you is protective. I do feel like the guy is a good guy, though, and I feel like the experience of you dating is going to be liberating for you, allow you to feel like you're taking yourself up on your own challenge, that sort of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, people are calling in and I'm trying to juggle hearing your reading and answering the phone. Yeah, it does. He's definitely a good guy.
Good guy. Good energy and good like charisma or something attracts you, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm sort of the way I'm at right now is he's not specifically someone that I would have pictured myself with. But like my friends, I don't know, I don't want to say this because he might be listening, but my friends are saying, you know, I could do better. But the thing is that there are guys that on the outward surface, external surface might look better, but they don't treat me the same way he does.
Amen. Amen. You know, life has a lot of mysterious camouflage. You
know? Yeah.
And we have to dig our ways through it, you know, to find balance and peace and satisfaction. But, you know, there's a Ten of Hearts, a Two of Clubs, a lot of cards just came up. Two Kings here, a King of Spades and Clubs. So, yeah, there's a lot for you to gain by just taking this plunge, so to speak. Jack and Queen came in, so there's y'all have things to offer each other that are stimulating, both heart-wise, emotionally-wise, story-wise, and so forth. So, yeah, even though I can feel you're not... this is like a change of costume for you, or a change of pursuit, or different type feeling and person and so forth. but it's going to make you more complete. 9 and 10 showing us how it's 8, 9, 10. It's almost in sequence for you to meet this guy or this type of guy, both karmically and your path in life right now, where you, you know, been there, done that, try this, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I see a 10 of hearts, a lot of satisfaction for you coming in. Even though 4 of spades, 5 of clubs, saying you're a little clumsy about it. You're a little kind of, you know, cautious one hand and over-interested the next. And that's cool. It's getting your passion going, girl. Good thing. You know?
Cool. All right. Well, we have a couple of people waiting for readings. So let's bring the first one out. Thank you for that, Gary. Hi. Hey. You are on the air. Who are we talking with? Hello. Just say hello if you think it's you. Okay, I'm dropping you then. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who are we talking with?
Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey. Okay, Gary, are you ready to give Jeffrey a reading?
Sure, Jeffrey. I don't know if you were listening to what's been going on, but I'll split it real quick. I'm charging these 16 stones up in my hand, and they represent the 10 planet stones and 6 on life. And in just a moment, I'll tell you I'm ready, and then all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones, and I'll read them like a clock for the next 3 months. I'll say 3 months in 3 minutes, okay? So give me just a second. Jeff, is that correct?
Yes, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? Is that your name, brother?
Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey. Okay, gotcha. Okay, Jeffrey, you're feeling pretty warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop.
Okay, drop.
Okay. You got Neptune right in the center, leading up to the life stone. So a lot of your, in spite of some plans that have gone wrong in the past, you're taking a new look at your life and your life plans and where you want to go, and that's very good for you because, you know, everybody gets wounded in love and so forth and hurt about things, but you're taking a fresh stand, and that's very empowering for you because in the first week and a half, you're going to find yourself getting more in balance. You're going to find yourself feeling better about relationships. The Sun Stone, Mercury Stone, and Venus are all in the first week and a half to two. Mercury being close to the environment, so it shows a lot of strength with planning and decision-making about your environment, about the places you are, both work and home. It also shows that you've got... Moon right next to Mercury, next to the Lux Stone. So you're getting a lot of emotional reward out of this, maybe support in some way, backing, strength, that sort of thing. And oftentimes it takes when our dreams are didn't meet up to spec that we take another dive at them, with another sense of determination and so forth, and it feels like what you're doing. And it's going to make a lot more sense this time. Things are going to work out a lot better for you because you're giving that old college try again on all levels, in spite of the fact that you got kind of the wind kicked out of you. Because this fresh start is really going to give you a lot of confidence and ability to balance things and make good decisions. And such by the fourth and fifth week here, plans about place, plans about... whether you're going to change place or expand or how you're going to deal with it, plans about how you're going to both business and personally get things organized around place so you can have things in order, that sort of thing. That seems to be going on from like the fourth to the sixth week here, or seventh week, in various stages. There's some information coming to you right now or in the first week or so that you're going to start digesting about that, about how to... deal with the changes in place or fresh plans, that sort of thing. But by the eighth and ninth week, it feels like you get this all settled out in a way that's, in fact, you're even getting support coming into your life by about the fifth and sixth week that's helping you with that. I don't know if it's a partner or another plan or something like that that's helping you with issues of place and issues of decisions about it and so forth. By the seventh or eighth week, you've got a lot of that figured out. And you really open this, Jupiter comes back into play. You feel like, wow, everything's working now. Your timing's right. Your, magic's back in your life. Love is fresh. And it helps you deal a lot of things from the 10th to the 12th week here. Recognizing a lot of things that have, like what has held you back in the past with both fears and situations and how you can learn from them, because there's a lot of transformation for you that starts out now with new plans and turns into like a whole transformation of how you see love, how you see yourself, and how you see like breaking bad habits of yourself, patterns, so that you can actually reach the plans that you're working on now. Because Neptune right in the center shows you really want to move toward future plans that reward you and so forth, rather than feel disillusioned or put off or the time's not working on your side, all these sorts of things. That's in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Good. Well, it's supposed to, like I said. It's short and sweet, but yeah, allow your fresh look at things to work. Not what went wrong, but where you're going to go and what you've learned and how to implement it, because there's a lot that you're that you know you've learned, and by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, you're applying that in so many different ways. It's not that you're not applying it in the first week and a half or two, but you recognize more clearly by the fifth and sixth and seventh week how you become empowered by plans not working out and you having to take this second dive in them that seems to work a lot better. So don't give up hope, brother. You're just about to turn a new page.
Wow.
Hope that works out for you, man. Hope it makes sense to you.
Wow, thank you so much.
You too, my man. Have a good day, brother.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in, Jeffrey. I love how everyone who calls in, like, they all seem to just totally resonate with what you're saying, and I love the energy. It's interesting how so many guys call in for readings all the time.
I know. Usually it's all women, and today it's been three guys. And what's interesting is I grew up with six brothers, so I'm used to calling everybody brother. I get along with men real well. I understand them. I was right in the middle of six, you know. but, yeah, not only interesting that the men have called, but I like the feeling of them saying, wow, this guy really made sense to me, because the stones reveal to me so I can reveal to other people why they're going through what they're doing, you know, so it actually helps you recognize what you're learning and how, and that helps you apply it more rather than the lesson just flying over your head and not, you know, making a dent. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Well, I really appreciate your time, Gary, and we are running out of that before, in just a few minutes, Parts Unknown is coming up here on CITR. So I'm wondering if there's anything else that you want to put out there that we haven't talked about.
And if people want to read an interesting book, I suggest they look at my book, A Second in Eternity. You can go to Amazon and put it in there. Or you can go to my website, GaryWimmer.com/psychic, and there's links to it. It's a very interesting book about a tunnel of light experience, out-of-body experience I had in 1977 that to this day blows my mind. It's one of the most profound experiences anybody could ever have. I'm one of the lucky people who got to have it. I went out to the mind of God and came back in the middle of a car accident. It showed me the depth of the universe, how infinite the creation really is, which is completely infinite, how we have certain freedoms and free will in certain areas, but it is limited by choice. We've, you know, chose our limitations, whether we like it or not, and how that every moment in time there's so much symbolism around that the universe and God are whispering to us all the time, not necessarily shouting. Sometimes it shouts, but if we wanted to really tune into it, we could lessen our difficulties by an immense share by tuning into the universe around us by, you know, meditating, breathing, thinking, think before you act, you know, look harder, have faith, that sort of thing. But a lot of that I learned through experience in 1977. A Second in Eternity. It's an interesting book. I think people could check it out and learn a lot. It's not that, it's pretty expensive. It's only $5 on Kindle, and it's a worthy read. I really suggest people look at it. If they want to learn lithomancy, they could look at my book, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And, of course, if they want a reading, they could always contact me. And thank you so much, Marie.
Thank you, Gary. And it was so much fun. Thank you for your reading and your energy and sharing your light with the world. It's been just such a pleasure having you on the show.
Always a pleasure with you, my dear. God bless you.
You too. Take care.
I will. Thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, bye. So that was Gary Wimmer, and you can find him at GaryWimmer.com and GaryWimmer.com/psychic if you want specifically his psychic offerings. And I will post a link to his website up on my website, SpiritualShow.com. So it is just about time for Parts Unknown here on CITR, and I'm going to close the show with a song by the lovely Surya Devi. Here is Shiva on CITR.